Kohl's officially opened their new store in downtown, and you had a chance to go through the store before it opened on Friday. So what's it like, and what does the opening mean to the city?
I'm sure you've already spent a lot of money there. You've probably been through there 3 or 4 times, but you're a Kohl's cash.
You sound like my husband, Mark.
I do. Isn't that, he actually called me and asked me to ask you about it. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think we can underestimate how important this is to the city to have this store open in the heart of the city, right on Wisconsin Avenue, right next to the Avenue, right next to the Third Market Food Hall, right next to the Convention Center. Just all the momentum we're seeing. But why I think it's important is because it adds energy and activity, something I talk about all the time. And how important that is. You know, think back 4 or 6 years, West Wisconsin Avenue, west of the river, after 6 o'clock at night. Not really much activity, and you had some crime issues. Now you have so much going on with the opening of the MSO, with the Avenue, with the Expo Center expansion, with all the employers that are now coming down there. There's a lot of activity. There's a lot going on, and it just means really good things for the city. And I was actually talking about this earlier this week, how 6 or 7 years ago, it was east of the river. Everything was happening on Wisconsin Avenue. Now it's west, and there's more opportunity still to be. You look at that parking lot right across the street from the Kohl's, wide open. They hope to get a convention hotel there someday. There's other spots along Wisconsin Avenue or just one block south on Michigan that you could see things happening with a soccer stadium, other things in the Iron District. So it's just, that's become the hot area of the city right now. And to have this Kohl's store there, I think is important. The other thing I think is important for a little bit, I think we forget, as we have all these people who are coming in for conventions, who walk out the front door of the convention center and see activity. That's good for the city's image.
Well, any activity is good. And one of the places...
Well, spending money for you is good in the store, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course it is. Here it is, getting close to holiday time. But no, I got to ask you about the activity going on in Madison, or maybe the lack of activity, as far as this proposed $600 million in improvements and upgrades for AmFam. Why is it taking so long? And are the executives with the Brewers starting to get a little anxious about this?
Yeah, I mean, this is one we've been talking about since January. Think about that. That's when it was first brought up with the first idea here. Been going on all year where, you know, obviously now in November, it was approved through the Assembly. Now as we've got that Senate, it's kind of stalled here. They're hoping to get it through in the next couple of weeks, but there's urgency for the Brewers. The Brewers believe, and that, you know, it's obviously true, that the stadium authority, which oversees them, is going to run out of money in the next year or two. The Brewers believe there are $60 million worth of improvements that are actually needed. And they're for things we don't always see. So, I mean, there are heaters and air conditioning units and concrete and things in the stadium that need to be upgraded or need to be maintained have never been replaced in the 23 years that the stadium's been open. And it's time for some of that. It's interesting because we actually went out there this weekend, went through the stadium to see some of the stuff. Because as a fan, I've sat at the games and I thought, man, you know, it's a nice stadium. Where's all this work needed? But you go underneath the stadium, you go onto the roof, you go into these areas where there is just a real need to upgrade. And that's what's got to happen here. So the Brewers believe there's urgency. Will there be a vote in the next week or two? I don't know. I hope so. It seems like they're moving that way, Libby. But you know how things work in Madison. You just never know until the actual vote is taken.
Yep. Well, let's talk about something positive as far as sports. Giannis, of course, signed his contract extension for $186 million. And apparently, what, a national firm looked at what his real value is to the team and to the city. Explain that, would you?
Yeah, just real interesting, because if you look at them when he first came to the team, what they're worth now, it's a dramatic increase. So I think it was around $300 million then, now over $3 billion now. What they meant in terms of attendance in the facility, now pretty much every game is almost sold out compared to then. What it's meant in terms of revenue, obviously a lot of new sponsors. They have sponsors throughout the world because of Giannis. And because of, you know, 2021, they won this little thing called an NBA championship, which brought them a lot of money and brought them a lot of recognition. So they put a number on what he's been worth, and it's over $1 billion in terms of what he's been worth to the team. So some of these contracts he's getting, maybe he's underpaid. I'm not going to say that. It's hard to say anybody's underpaid at $186 million. But there's no doubt that he is worth a lot to this team. He's worth a lot to the city. You know, think about the international exposure we get here in the city as a result of Giannis, because he's known throughout the world and kind of what that means. And the fact that he's going to stay here for at least another 3 years, I think is imperative, because it also means winning, right? Obviously, when they win, it's great for the city.
Well, let's talk about winning with soccer, because Governor Evers made a surprise move this week. He allocated $9.3 million in pandemic relief money to that new soccer stadium. First of all, I think a lot of people were surprised. How could he take money from pandemic relief funds to do this?
Yeah, that's a good question, Libby, and I think a lot of us are asking that in our team's office. I think there's some flexibility there in how that money's used, but that's a great question and one we're working on. I think as you look at the larger picture, this stadium, you know, maybe slower here than everybody expected. They hope to have seen construction start in 23. It's obviously not going to. This money will help. This is something a lot of people are talking about. A lot of people really want to curb. I mean, originally they were talking about having this thing up and running and playing in 2025. We'll see if that happens now. I think it's a stretch, maybe 26. It's important for the city. It's important for that area of the city. As we talked earlier in the phone call about Wisconsin Avenue and then Michigan Street, here we are in 6th of Michigan where this would be, kind of as we head south then into Walker's Point, into that neighborhood, how important this is to that community. Big deal. This is a step ahead, but they still need more money. So we should know more about this, I would say, probably in the next couple months.
All right, finally, and this is one of my favorite stories of the week. The Milwaukee Business Journal, you looked at home values around the area. Yeah. What communities locally saw the biggest change?
What do you think? I'm going to ask you the question. I like to get you involved, and I sure hope you're reading our website every day. What do you think is the hottest community right now?
Oh, boy.
Because that's a surprise. I was a bit surprised.
You were? Okay.
Yeah.
Out towards Ozaukee County, I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, it's actually right in the heart of the city in terms of value jump. Now, remember, it's not where the highest value homes are. It's just where they've seen that value jump, and that is into West Allis.
Really?
You see a lot of home growth there.
Wait, did you say West Allis?
I said West Allis and Wauwatosa. Two areas in the metro area where we've seen a lot of growth. We've seen a lot of increase in value. We've seen a lot of more homes built. We've seen a lot of demand as we've seen growth in the area. It's not the most expensive. I'm not saying that by any means. That is still out in Waukesha County, in Ozaukee County, where there are a lot of really nice homes being built. But I'm talking about the increase in value of the homes. It's in West Allis and in Wauwatosa. They've just seen a lot of growth in those areas.
It is always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, Levy, it's great to talk to you, and I'll talk to you next week.